Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Jared, what were we talking about? Like, oh, I wish people saw me the way I see myself.
Oh, like, on the thumbnail, you had me flip like mirror. Oh, Matt's picture.
I mirrored you to make it a little bit more like symmetrical, like because I was in the middle, had both your like his face point this way, your face point this way. But when I flip the thing, that's how you see yourself in the mirror.
Yeah,
and it's like. That's how you see yourself.
Oh, right. Yes, you're correct. If you flip it, right?
Yeah.
How like the same how different everybody looks to other people. Like you guys look so different when you mirror it. And then like, if I take a picture and mirror you, I'm like, oh God, that doesn't look like Matt. But to you, it looks like you. That's how you see yourself.
Have you ever done the magic mirror, which we've talked about before?
I'm too scared to do it.
I did it at Epcot in like some bar, or like a magic themed bar at Epcot.
Drunk?
I got a couple beers in me.
All right.
But it was not as alarming as I thought it would be. Because, you know, there's always that guy on TikTok who's like at festivals and people walk up and they're like,
it didn't feel like you were looking at somebody else.
It did feel like I was looking at someone else, but it was me, but it's not like your typical reflection. It felt like I was standing in front of
somebody that looked like you.
Yes. And I was not that creeped out by it, though I had always been apprehensive about it. You can buy like a cheap, they're kind of like stupidly expensive for just like two fucking mirrors.
Yeah, like this 12 by 12, $250.
For mirrors?
Fuck it. Dude, you could build that for what, $10?
But you have to get it like perfect is the thing.
How does it have to be perfect? If you just,
because like these are two mirrors facing each other, but there's a seam down the middle that is really hard,
like,
to
seamless.
Yeah,
got it. So it's the seamless part that makes it
like expensive. A true illusion.
It's kind of like when you stand there with a suit and they go to like hem your pants, and right, you like get up on that little stage. Mm-hmm. Is that a trick mirror? No, that's not. That's just a regular. That's just like a fully like surround.
It's just a surrounding mirror.
Yeah, like a tri mirror. You catch the back of your head. And you're like, oh God.
God, you really see all the ball spots in the back of my head. Oh my God.
I'm fascinated by like certain mirrors that are like really good mirrors. Like I feel like at the gym, they put mirrors in purposely there to make you look good.
Yeah.
And I've been in some people's houses. Sometimes I feel like a mirror in my bathroom is a really good mirror versus another mirror I look at. And I'm always like, I want to make sure if I ever like built a house, yeah, I get the mirror that I like the most. But there's so many different types.
There's a mirror in my house by my bedroom that Danielle likes to take mirror selfies on, like when she's in her bathing suit or whatever, because she said it morphs her face, but she said it morphs her body into like a way where it looks like toned. I'm like, that's okay. Insane. I didn't even know that was a thing. But that's why every time you see her take a picture, she's covering her face. You know how people take cover their face?
Her eyes would be this far apart, like,
But that's why. Yeah, gyms, it's supposed to like motivate you. Because you see, like, in the mirror, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm starting to look good.
Yeah, and they have that super hard down light, so you get, like, more definition. It makes you look like you're, you know, super cut up.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as, like, casinos. They pump that oxygen, really keep you up, keep you good, keep you, again, motivated.
I also love vintage mirrors, like really old mirrors. Like they're not the prettiest because they've kind of like have tarnished. Oh, it's
like, like the rustiness of an old mirror,
but
you mean?
Knowing that this piece of art, a mirror, has reflected life longer than you've been alive. It's reflected life for hundred years.
I never thought of it like that.
It's kind of beautiful when you think about a really old mirror.
But then sometimes you look at it, you just start seeing fucking...
Oh, I know. It's spooky, but kind of beautiful at the same time.
Oh, like that? Really, like, yes. It just like kind of washed out?
Yes. Yeah, that, that's those cool. are like a really cool flex to like own, you, I think.
You see that a lot of time in like the back of bars. They like to do that type of like
they
rusty.
They do that on purpose to like make it look like it's always been there sometimes.
Mm. I wonder if the person that first invented the mirror, like people thought it was like sorcery or witchcraft.
Oh, it had to have been. You probably could only see yourself if you were looking at like a reflection of yourself in the water.
Like, and then somebody comes along and is like pointing it at you. I'd be like,
oh, the first mirror people were probably in lines for hours. Like, yo, I got to see what I look like today.
You know what I want to see? Get ready with me using my, the water as my reflection. And then it's like, she points it like down and she has to like
Who
do her makeup in the water.
Okay. Do it, Patrick Starr.
That's not a bad idea. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, that is kind of like a really good challenge, Zane.
I'm trying to find the exact video, but it was fascinating. This guy was showing like how old mirrors were made by like chemical reactions that they were doing. And you like, you pour a bunch of this stuff in here. Maybe this is the video, but he like swirls it. He swirls it around until it starts like forming like a metallic shine to it. And then by the end of it, you can't even see through the bottle. It's just mirrored.
My water, when I pour my liquid IV in,
whoa,
just disappears
cool.
like a magic trick.
It's truly baffling that's how they really figured crazy. That out.
I did not know that's how mirrors were made.
How'd you think they were? Just like
I didn't know it was like a rock? I didn't know it was like a mixture of liquid that you pour over a fucking...
Guys just got it like with a buffing tool.
Yeah, just
I don't know. I just like did not think it was that.
Have you seen people that take photographs on like glass plates?
Yes.
Sun staining it? Or
you like take this photo and you can't see anything and they lay it on like a piece of glass and they like shake the water around it and it transfers. Like this is like old technology, like the first photos back in the day, but it is, dude, this looks way more high tech than me just airdropping something to you. I don't understand it.
Is it, you're talking about this, what he's, this guy's doing?
Yes. So you take the old school photo.
Oh, and instead of using like your standard film, you just capture it on to glass.
Dude, it is so crazy.
That's really badass. That's better what they're doing at mall kiosks. You know, mall kiosks, they'd be like, we'll print your family inside of this glass. You know, like those like
3D
glass
little globe thing.
Oh, gosh.
Can you fast forward it? I just want to see the results.
Desktop. I wish
you
could
fast forward on desktop. No. They are incentivizing you.
You're gonna see it right now. So then it starts to reveal itself.
Oh yes, yes.
But then the chemicals switch it from the negative.
Wow,
that's really cool.
That's so sick.
Wow, looks like a Mumford and Sons album.
Crazy.
God, that's
and
awesome.
Now you could just do that on Lightroom. Pay a dollar for a preset.
Okay.
You get exactly
he did all that. Boom. Photo. He did all that.
All right. Well, guys, we have another exciting episode as always. Let's run the intro, baby.
Run it.
All right, Bookies.
It's Coffee Talk, baby. Baby. Baby.
That was good.
Smile.
Ooh, cheese. Nice.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jared.
Hope you're having a wonderful day.
You just freeze. Not with us.
Sorry. Yeah. Guys, it's the morning. I just got up. I'm getting my Celsius is just
terrible last night. I woke up at like 2:50. Could not go back
in the
to
morning.
Bed.
What time you go to bed?
Like 10:30.
Honestly, it's not bad. That's like 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
I know, but I was up for like 2 or 3 hours, just tossing and turning, trying to do anything. Then I was hungry. Then I had to go eat. And then it was just...
I've been trying to fall asleep on my back these past few
Me
nights
too.
Because like I'm getting a really bad neck. And I think it's because the way I'm like, you know how like we all have our like comfy, really comfy way to fall asleep. It's the only way we can fall asleep. But like, if you stay like that all night, you wake up and you are literally fucked.
Yep.
I like put my hand under the pillow and I go like this. And then I go on top of my like shoulder, either side.
Mm.
And I know it's so bad for my, like for my bones and for my like
just nerves like, and everything.
Nerves and everything. So I'm really like, I don't know if you remember this. Remember Gabe, our friend from Florida, he was showing us a way how he sleeps.
Yeah.
And he was set. So I've been trying to set up my pillows like that to really just stay on my back, and it's been really tough. And I know it takes a really long time to practice doing that, but I'm trying my best. Yeah, I'm right there. That stomach sleeping probably with my fucking hand under the pillow like that.
Oh, that's bad. Mm-hmm.
But it's mine all is,
my
the way
arm
under.
Is straight up when I'm sleeping. I go like this and just lay.
A little hack for me that gets me sleeping on my back. I put one hand in my underpants.
Matt. Jesus. You know who does that? Todd does that too.
But like it makes me feel just like a little bit more secure. Because sometimes when I come sleeping on a plane, a little hack that I like to do is I like to put my hands almost like I'm a prisoner underneath the belt just to feel like a little bit more secure.
That's why you like the heavy blankets.
Yes, I like a weighted blanket. I feel a little bit snug. And so I put one hand in my underpants.
Yeah.
Two fingers on the gooch.
Jeez. Dude, I feel like I'm being suffocated under those heavy blankets. I don't know why how people like
just
like being under
feel
that.
Like just snug.
You're about to be like a little hack while I'm flying. I like to take my penis out and kind of hold it for comfort.
The one thing about the weighted blanket, I feel like it makes you feel like you need to pee a little bit more.
Yeah, because it's pushing
just
on your
little pressure on your bladder.
Yeah, no,
that kind of drives me nuts.
And I'm trying not to take melatonin anymore. Like I'm really trying to like,
you should take that like when you need it.
I know, but like, I'm talking about like anything. Like I know like there's different ways. There's magnesium, there's melatonin, there's NyQuil, zinc. There's zinc. I want to do it naturally. Like
there's it's Quaaludes.
So fucking hard.
Quaaludes. Xanax.
Or just knock Ambien.
Out. Yeah. Heroin. Make nap time all the time with heroin. That's my one thing. People do heroin. It's like, yo, I don't want to nap that much.
Yeah, it's
like I got stuff I gotta do today. Like,
it's a full day. It's a full day adventure, right? When you're on that,
I think. Well, when you start, feel great, and then I think you get into like the nap phase where it's all you want to do is just conk out and be on heroin.
God,
but then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Of course, like
thanks, Jared.
Jared Googles, guys, how long does today. A heroin high last? And it gives him a support line.
Guys, we should say it every time. Do not do that shit. Don't even try it. It's not worth it.
Don't put anything in your veins. Don't put anything in your nose.
Yeah. The only thing you should be taking is peptides. Retta,
are you on peptides?
No. Matt, after that whole pancreas, it's not
worth it.
It was such a scare. It was so fucking scary. Like I thought I was going to die at Newark Airport. Like the fucking last place I wanted to drop dead at is in that
fucking
airport.
New Jersey.
Newark. And you were on a layover. How embarrassing. On a layover.
That would have been on your tombstone.
God,
how
and imagine just like, my family, like because it's Newark, like everything's going to happen there. Now all my friends and family have to go to Newark.
Bring you back to LA.
Yeah. It's just so much. It wouldn't have been worth it. I'd have been like, mom, just keep my body there.
Like so many people I know from like high school and college now are like selling peptides.
Really? It's
like
the new wave.
From like a friend being like, yo man, selling peptides now. Just if you like need to know, I'm like, what? I mean, I'm fine. It's just, are y'all good?
Need to have some sort of license to even make it, right? To even distribute it. Because I know there's signs where like you can't even buy it.
I think the clinic that you work for has to have
the license. Okay. Because there's signs on these sites. You buy it and you don't like it's you don't purchase it through the site. You have to like sell them.
But you're not like a doctor. You're not like a practitioner who can prescribe. You're not prescribing, but you're just like giving it. It just sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm surprised that those sites are even like up and are able to do that. Mm-hmm. Like even still sell through Zelle. You know what I mean? Like that's crazy to me.
This is America.
This is America.
It kind of reminds me. What was that? It was basically like a pyramid scheme, but you would sell like makeup products. They had the pink cars.
Mary Kay.
That's what it kind of reminds me of.
Mary Kay, like the in-home like beauty stuff. Like, hey girls, let's all get together. I'm hosting a little makeup thing. Come over to my house or I'll come over to yours. And they just sell like makeup products. It was like a huge, a pyramid scheme.
Never heard of that. Mary
Kay. If you ever see like it's like a rose gold, a rose gold Cadillac or something like that.
Just like a pink Cadillac.
And it would have like Mary Kay on the side of it. They would like give it to you if you sold so many products.
If you leveled up in the tier of the company.
These like boomer Facebook moms would like get their friends to all get together and they would like pitch it as this just like, yeah, let's get the moms together. And then all of a sudden one would bring out this briefcase full of makeup and then like try to sell it to everybody.
You guys
should have
seen it. I was almost like way, way back then, like when I was working at the airport, I was almost involved in nothing illegal, but like a pyramid scheme. Like, but it was for energy drinks.
Oh, yes. Weird. Yep. There's tons.
Was it Verve?
Yes.
It was Verve, right?
Herbalife is
huge.
Wait,
Heath, how'd you know that? Because, I thought it wasn't like that big of a thing.
No, it was a huge thing that went around like right when we first started getting into Vine. I started just getting messages from all people at our school being like, oh, I'm
doing this. Yes.
That's it. They were like, I'm doing this like new energy drink type thing. If you could like maybe like help push my link, and like people would just be like trying to get me to like pedal for them. So
Heath,
they can.
I would drive an hour and a half, 2 hours thing. For these meetings.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
That's how they get you.
Because I was I wanted to be successful. Like I wanted to be a businessman. You guys know me.
And that's how they sell it to you. Like, yeah, do you want to scale up and make good money and have a flexible lifestyle? Join this.
And this is back when I had like maybe 10,000 followers on Instagram. So in my head was like, oh my God, like I see the future.
I could really do it.
Like, be your own boss.
Be your own boss.
Boss
dude, it's a good thing they weren't around back then. Zane would have paid for every single fucking TikTok guy course. That is selling their get rich. Yes, he would be.
Oh my God,
he would be in all of the Zoom meetings doing like the one.
I'd be paying consultants a lot of money just to help me with social media. I cannot believe you remembered that, Heath. I really thought it was like a small like. Thing.
I knew moms that would sell Spark, which was like some form. It was like almost like a pre-workout energy powder.
Oh yeah,
Spark, and you couldn't like get it in stores. You had to get it from someone in your neighborhood that you knew.
I feel like the only ones that have been like super successful are like Herbalife, because that's still considered like a tier system type.
It's still around. It's like Herbalife stadiums. They sponsor so much stuff, but it's in itself a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's very successful though.
Like, you probably have a loyal fan base. People like love it.
Yeah. They even got fucking, what's his name?
Ronaldo
in there. Damn. That's how you know.
But Cutco was always like a big one where you went and sold knives.
Yeah. I had a few friends in that.
Cutco.
It's such a crazy concept.
Selling knives.
Just
you would
sell
it. And the thing is about pyramid schemes, you have to then sell it to your friends and family.
Yeah, like you have
and
to get them under you.
Now you're getting like them like lassoed involved in to this whole business.
And it's you're setting all these, or they're, now you're setting in their brain all these expectations of like, oh, you're going to see success under you. But as long as they're under you, you don't care really, like, but you're not going to really help them as long as everything is filled up under you. Like all your slots are filled.
Mm. Yeah. My mom gets so annoyed. She's like, oh, one of your friends is selling knives.
You know what's
really
weird?
My mom would buy
weird?
Like one knife and be like, all right, we're done.
I kind of forgot, cause like I lived in LA for 10 years, but since we moved here, I forgot how much soliciting is out there.
Oh, just door to
door. Door salesman shit. Bro, it's every fucking day I got somebody come into my door.
Oh, and you and the burbs.
You get a lot where you are, Heath. I never get anybody coming to my door with that.
And it's crazy because I don't know, maybe there's something about California where it's like illegal to do it. I don't know, but I never had solicitors in LA, which is crazy because the houses are closer. You could cover way more space.
Right.
Now, dude, it is unbelievable.
Oh, interesting. Jared just pulled this up. Soliciting is illegal in California. Oh, it involves prostitution. Serious crime.
Or look, violates local rules.
So maybe
for commercial door-to-door sales. Yes. Look,
so
maybe there's like a line.
It probably depends on the neighborhood and stuff.
Oh man.
But you know what? If a kid does come to my door with that little candy box thing, he's like, I'm gonna buy one.
Making a child work.
But he's there. He's at your door already.
Yeah, but the mom's probably driving him around like, all right, honey, go over there.
Well, hopefully if it's fundraiser, but like, I don't know.
It's
I
the guess. People that are coming. Like when Zane was just in town, it was some guy trying to get me to join his gym and give me training lessons.
Dude, he came three times.
I know.
It was like, normally when you say like, hey, I'm sorry, can you come back later? You know, when you say later, normally it's like a week. This motherfucker came back 2 hours later. Like, don't you have more houses to hit before you even hit this one back?
I remember a guy in college came to my apartment and was trying to sell me magazines. And I was like trying to hear him out and I was interested. But then I was like, dude, I can't buy magazines right now. Like I'm in college. And he was like, okay, nice shoes you got over there. And like I had like our box where we put all of our shoes. We walked in the apartment.
You're halfway closing
your
door.
He's like, I mean, yo, man, I know. He's like, do you have just anything to help me out, dude? I really need money or whatever. And I gave him $5 and he goes, what about those pair of shoes over there?
Shut up.
I was like, fine, here's the pair of shoes. Like,
you gave him your shoes.
I gave him a pair of shoes and I think a pair of like Sanooks, those like canvas flip flop things. And I was just like, get out. And then I was like, get out.
Dude, that's some balls to just be like, yeah, have those shoes.
Yeah. He was just like, he just wanted, I wanted just to do anything to get him like away from my door.
Yeah.
But it just kept going.
I wonder what's the percentage of houses that these people hit every day. And like, what's the percentage of it actually working?
Like the conversion rate? Like how
the conversion rate of like from all these houses.
Have you ever seen American Honey? With like Shia LaBeouf.
Yes, I love that movie.
Oh my gosh. It's like 3 hours and they cast it with like real kids. It almost feels like a documentary just how real everyone is. But they are like really beat down poor kids that just travel from town to town going to wealthy neighborhoods, selling magazines and just like doing the whole spiel and then weaseling their way into houses. Fucking great movie, but that concept.
It's crazy.
Reminds me of that show Animal Kingdom.
I know you, what you've been watching.
I did see a really funny video of a guy going up, like soliciting, selling no soliciting signs.
Yes.
That was,
I saw that too.
And it was the reactions of everybody whose door he knocked on was hilarious because they just burst out laughing, but they bought the signs from him.
That's really good.
That's genius.
That is fucking genius.
But also he was really funny about it. I think if they said no, he would just knock their door again immediately. Right.
Are you sure?
See, this will keep happening if you don't have this sign up.
That's good. Heath, you are a really good salesman.
I always love the guy though, who like has the, like, it looks like it's like Windex and they're like, do a little stain, but you know what, dad, you know what I'm talking, I can't even recite the jokes.
Still, where is he right now?
But there's so many of those types of like people.
No, that guy. That guy specifically.
Oh, he's probably CEO. Like, he's probably gonna be CEO of the company.
Welcome to Hot Takes with Zane and Heath.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
All right, let's get started.
All right, here we go. A birthday week is insane. You get one day, that's it. Nothing more. Don't ask anything else for me.
One night, one day.
One day. It's birthday, not birth week.
Get out of here! I think the most is two. If you want to move it to the weekend, then you get that weekend. No more than 2 days. 2 days is pushing it.
Pushing it.
All right, hot take. There should be a legal age where you have to stop pretending you like camping.
Are you attacking me personally?
Dude, you're still young. I think there's a certain age where we can just pretend to stop liking it.
It's fun to me.
She is very gorgeous to me.
You come back with horror stories. I don't want to hear it.
See, this is why it's a hot take, because some people don't agree.
And also, it's not only a hot take. You're in a hot tent. You're either sweating your booty off or you are freezing your booty off. That's it.
But there's parts that are fun.
Like
going home?
like shitting in the forest and having to use leaves? That's not fun.
You don't need a $70 supplement. What you need is sleep and a vegetable.
No, because I need 200 grams of protein a day, and I cannot get that with food because it is too much food. I can't fit all that food in my stomach. I do not agree with that hot take.
Yeah,
Okay.
Baby, that's why you don't have any of this right here. Look at that.
Get see it, that? Shoddy?
Yeah, it's good. That's Damn. That $70 supplement. Everyone says they hate attention until nobody notices their new haircut.
Preach, clock it. Yeah. Yes. I don't really like attention, but to be just be whipping until somebody
you
says
You didn't
something.
Notice my bangs? I actually didn't. I don't even notice my own hair. I'm losing hair. You don't compliment me when my hair looks fuller. I barely got praised when I got a hair transplant. Where's my flowers? You know how much my hair transplant was? Too much.
But people noticed them juicy lips, Bookie.
Yeah, and I put chapstick on once.
And you didn't do anything.
Did you get lip filler?
Please.
You don't need another self-help book. You just need to do what the last one told you to do.
I've never read a self-help book before. I've never even read a book before.
Well, I can't read.
If you post a crying selfie, you're not actually sad. You just want attention. I said it.
I couldn't imagine being in the moment actually sad and being like, hold on, let me... First of all, take it and then post it. Two steps.
Just be normal and post a sad quote. Maybe write something in your notes app. You barely post and you're going to post a picture of you crying. That's crazy. You don't even look good. You don't have a cute cry.
You just want attention.
Or send it to your friends first. Get some approval on that before.
Or just talk to your friends first. I'm sure they would be more than happy to help. All right, hot take. Being emotionally unavailable is just being selfish with better branding.
Oh, yeah. Me. For sure. You know I'm all about branding.
It just sounds good. It's got like a ring to it.
And yes, I am selfish. On top of emotionally unavailable.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, you could be both at once. That's completely acceptable. That's fine. Actually, most of the time, it is selfish. But it's okay to be selfish.
Choose yourself.
We are us.
Be who you are.
In your pride. made. Hot take. We have enough types of milk. Why we got 10 different milks? Why do we got macadamia nut milk?
Stop milking things.
He needs some milk.
Almond milk, I get. Oat milk, sure.
Draw the line.
Coconut milk, who needs coconut milk?
Peanut milk, what are we doing?
That sounds good, actually. Peanut butter milk? I'll take that.
Hot take, you should have to get a license to podcast.
Ooh, self-burn. Those are rare.
Because the misinformation is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, podcast mics should be more expensive. I mean, that's a very popular saying, but I agree with it. There's no reason for us to have a whole studio, lights, mics, and also an upload button.
Somebody take these from us. We should not have.
These are idiots. All right, that's our hot takes for today. If those takes were a little too hot and you need to cool yourself off, make sure to grab yourself some cold Mountain Dew Baja Blast, baby.
That's right, at any local retailer near you or MountainDew.com.
Thank you, Mountain Dew Baja Blast, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you. Oh my God. Okay, so you know the movie that just came out, the A24 movie, Buddy?
Yes.
Like the Barney movie?
Yes.
All right, so I've been seeing it on my phone for the last few months of how it was like a horror movie and a scary movie. Obviously, it's an A24 movie. That's how you know. And the way it was promoted, it was also like you know it's a scary movie. I mean, that's the only way they've promoted it. Apparently, these families are going into this movie thinking it's a kids movie because first off.
Is it not rated R?
It is rated R, but like I don't know how these families are
buying the tickets. Well, I guess the dad is just going, oh, well, yeah, it looks like a big furry dinosaur.
I'm just surprised the usher isn't going, hey, I see you have kids. You know, it's a rated R movie.
Like, yeah, this that is not surprising. Like, they should be letting the employees know, like, you do know what you're about to go watch.
But I was really surprised. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Because back then, people would go to the movie and there was no trailer. You just be like, oh, let's see that. Like, I get back then. Because you didn't really know what you're about to watch. You just see like what's up there. You probably see the picture of a big Barney dinosaur there. Like, oh, that's a kid's movie. But I'm surprised parents are even taking their kids before watching the trailer.
They want the story.
Just being like, we unbelievable. We need to be compensated. Yeah. My child is traumatized, or you know what? Right, Timmy?
I honestly could see A24 also.
Pushing
parents to just go see it and then complain about it on social media.
Just because now we're talking about it.
As PR,
that makes sense.
That makes sense too.
Oh, it's the maker of Too Many Cooks, which Too Many Cooks is that crazy, what's it called? Adult Swim thing that they put out. It starts off like it's a very like Full House sitcom, and they're introducing a bunch of characters, and then it just keeps going, and they keep introducing way too many characters, and then it goes even deeper. The whole thing is like 12 minutes, and they aired it on Adult Swim at like 3:30 in the morning one night with no announcement that this whole
as a bit,
because when you, like, I couldn't imagine for the people that were watching it on TV going, what the fuck is this? It transcends space and time.
Okay, so it was just one like episode or one.
Yeah, it was this one like long short film.
Was it super creepy? Was it just confusing?
It starts off like very heartwarming, and then it goes very funny, and then it goes like very dark, and then funny again. It's you should
what
next
was
time you hit a joint
too many
and
cooks.
Watch Too Many Cooks. It is, you have to watch it like
or
at least
just
when you're,
or just have it on.
I showed my dad
just
it,
have
and
it
my
on
dad
randomly.
Was like, wait, what the hell is this? Like, it was like a little too much.
That's something like I would do. I love little bits like that. Just like, hey, let's confuse the audience so hard.
Yeah. Oh, you will love this.
Yeah, I love that. This type of shit.
That picture kind of feels like a backroom like type thing, though.
Yes.
Like, that looks so familiar, even with the weird characters.
It feels like, Heath, it feels like a cover of a documentary of like this psychopath who like made like psychopath producer who made this show. And these were like the victims.
Yeah.
It also kind of looks like Rick and Morty brought to life.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. This looks like something on like the intergalactic television or something.
What's that? What's that? Again, Adult Swim show where it's like super like anime, fucking
Robot Chicken.
Not Robot Chicken, but yeah, no, I guess it goes with what Jared said. It literally looks like cartoons brought to life in one room. Did you ever watch Adult Swim as a kid?
Sometimes. Some of it was like a little too highbrow for me.
I couldn't understand it.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I never understood. Futurama wasn't really my vibe. I was more of a Family Guy kind of person. Like this, that was like too much of a stoner show and I wasn't stoned. Yeah. And as a kid, it went way over my head.
The Simpsons was like a little too high. Like for some reason, when I was a kid, Family Guy was the only one that could like actually register to my brain. As like a child, like
they really set up the joke on Family Guy.
Yeah, yeah, they really help you understand the joke.
Yeah,
while Simpson is like super like dry throughout the whole thing, you're kind of like
it's very tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I never watched Simpsons or Family Guy or any of those.
Robot Chicken, I did like though. That was made by like Seth Green or not Seth Green. Yeah, it is Seth Green, mm-hmm. And it was like the little action figures, kind of like stop motion, and they would just have a bunch of silly.
Why
bits.
Don't I see it on here? As
it's
one
right
of
up there in the top. Robot Chicken.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've never seen it though.
Was that Nick at Night?
It was Cartoon Network at night. So like Cartoon Network would then turn into Adult Swim.
Isn't that interesting? How like on a kid's channel, you just got to wait a little bit longer, and then all of a sudden, it's an adult's.
Yeah,
like that. Kind of make like it's you know, kind of weird.
You know what blew my mind, and I kind of forgot that it's like a thing. We were at the little water park nearby,
cute,
and all the kids are like playing in the water, whatever. And then the lifeguards blew the whistle and said it was Adult Swim, and I was like, "What the fuck?" It like so, blew wait, my all mind.
That's what the name. That's why it's called Adult Swim.
All the kids had to get out of the water, and then it was just the adults swimming. For like,
they do that at country clubs and stuff a lot. Like, I think it's a little bit more old fashioned than I guess they still do it around.
That's where they got Adult Swim from.
Yeah, because now the kids are out. Now it's adult time. Adult Swim. It's a perfect name.
And they all like kind of like in that moment, just everything clicked. And I was like, oh my God, Adult Swim. It's just that kind of cool.
You heard this when you were at the water park?
Yeah.
They still do. Wait, what water park is this?
I guess it's for, when the lifeguards go on break, so it gives them time to not have to be on watching the kids swimming. So it alleviates them from like their shift, whatever, so they can go do their thing.
But the kids are still swimming.
No.
They have to get out.
Kids get out for adult swim, so that way the lifeguards can technically step away.
Got it.
That's where it all comes from.
Pretty cool.
The butt sniffer is back?
The butt sniffer. Well, I mean, this popped up on my feed. I'm not sure if this was a case or not.
Okay, this is one day ago. I remember this. This guy was in the news a couple of years ago.
Oh, so the butt sniffer is back.
We know somebody who was a victim of the butt sniffer. I don't want to say her name.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, someone that we know. I remember when like this guy, like last time he got busted and was in the news, she posted on her Instagram story. It was like, I had an incident with this guy, blah, 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 blah. Like I think it was outside her apartment, but basically what this guy does, he has this bizarre fucking kink where he goes around in public. Woo! And if like he tries to go up to strangers, get as close as he can and just get a little sniff. Like he may go down, try to tie his shoes and get a sniff. Or if someone's trying to like look at a shelf in a department store, he gets real close to try to get a little sniff. Crazy. And this guy has happened multiple times. He's been caught. And it's all in the LA area.
And you know what? That area that she's in, hotspot.
Hotspot, I guess.
Hotspot.
Yes.
Jesus.
It's crazy that he has that much of like an itch to go do that.
To me, watching this feels like a biscuit. It's such an insane thing to do. It's kind of like the Flash guy, like the guy running up to people in a trench going just and then running away. It doesn't seem like
it seems like
more for shock value than actual kink. You know what I mean? It's like this crazy thing where it's like it doesn't feel
like,
real.
Is he in it for the smell or is he in it for like the taunting of the stranger?
He wants
and
to
getting
get
away
high one
last
time.
It just
okay. Hold on, real quick. It's wrong. It's disgusting. It's horrible that he does this to people. Is there something illegal though?
Yes.
I'm sure there's a way that you could find like, but what would like you got close to somebody?
I mean, I wish I knew the legal jargon to describe exactly what it is, but that is like,
because it's the same thing as like going up behind like somebody and smelling their hair, right?
Or trying to like take pictures like under their skirt or something like that. I mean,
I guess the biggest thing you can do is put on the news, right? It's like maybe it's not like on textbook illegal, but it's like, you know what we can do is just put on the news and the news would love that.
I mean, I think
news
will take anything. He's already like that. A sex offender. So
His name is Khaleesi.
Serial butt sniffer.
Serial butt sniffer. Can you imagine that's like how people know you by it now? Like serial butt sniffer.
Take his nose.
Oh, and it's also lewd conduct. That's what this says. Crowder has also was already on parole at the time and has been documented history of similar arrests for lewd conduct in both Glendale and
I think you do
Burbank.
This multiple times, you lose your nose rights.
Oh,
that's amputated. True.
Yeah.
I like that.
Voldemort. Cut it off.
You know, I saw a TikTok that was like kind of crazy. Like, so like, you know how like we inhale and exhale like through our nose and like the way we like see it is that like, oh, it goes in and out like right there in our nostrils. Yeah. But your nose really is just like a hole that faces out. And sometimes like don't think about breathing so much like through and in out your nose, but just through that hole and just breathing like.
This is like human 101.
Do you understand it? Or
yeah.
No?
Human, I mean, yeah. What do you mean?
Not so much breathing up. You mean like breathing?
Just picture as it like the whole of your nose. That's what's breathing.
Oh, it's kind of weird.
It's almost like kind of meditative, like too, to like sit down. And
are
like,
you a mouth breather?
I feel like I'm not getting enough air.
No, I breathe through my nose.
But if you didn't have your, like if you didn't have mouth tape, you would breathe through your mouth while sleeping.
I probably would find myself going to bed. I'm not breathing through my mouth.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do mouth tape because it's like so clogged up here. I would have a tough time.
I tried
like
it one time in the middle of the night. I had to rip it off. I had a panic attack. I was like,
felt like you're being fucking,
I just do a little strip right there in the middle. Just a little one.
Oh, it's just so it's like not covering the whole thing.
It's not the full lip. It's just there to like train it. And God forbid if, no, it's not. It's just the medical tape, like a roll of a medical tape. And you just cut a little like less than an inch.
Oh.
And put it right there.
You look like
just
a fucking,
to train
you look
yourself.
Like the Halloween.
Yeah. But I only do it like Monday through Thursdays. Like I will never do it if I've been like drinking or anything like that. Like it's just to try to
just
train.
Like as like a habit. Yeah. I like that.
Cause sometimes the idea, and it's become a habit because the idea of my mouth being open throughout the rest of the night grosses me out.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just like keep that shut.
And then your breath is just like three times worse when you have your mouth open like that the whole night.
Kicking. The worst is when you're on an airplane and you fall asleep, your mouth's open, you wake up, you're like,
ugh.
Oh, gosh.
All right, brief pause for our sponsor, Kalshi. You think you have good instincts on a certain segment of society like politics, pop culture, the sports, or whatever big stories dominating the headlines? So why not put those predictions to work? With Kalshi, America's number one predictions market platform, you can trade on what you think will happen through live prediction markets. See, look, football season is starting, and this week is the Patriots versus Seahawks. Who are you taking? If you're thinking Patriots like I am, well, last I checked, they were sitting at a 39% probability of win, which means if I placed a $100 trade, the payout would be like $245. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. Download the Kalshi app and use code UNFILTERED to get $25 when you trade $25. Kalshi. Kalshi trade on anything. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. Thank you, Kalshi, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you guys see the new Dyson toothbrush?
I'm surprised they haven't made one before.
Oh my, no, it looks insane. I'm literally going to buy it after this episode. It looks so good. It like has a camera.
$500.
It has a camera in your toothbrush. And it like it detects and it'll make noise. Can you imagine? It just like you put it in your mouth. Beep, 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 beep. It literally looks like a mini vacuum.
And it flosses what? For it, you? Like, it it shoots out cavities? Water. Oh, that's kind of nice. Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is that they get you because the camera can't see through regular toothpaste. So you have to buy their specially non-foaming toothpaste.
Oh, come on, Dyson.
Non-foaming toothpaste. I mean, it has to work
though,
right?
That sounds like you're just like brushing with like soap, or I'm trying to think of like,
here's the thing. I don't think the camera is like an everyday use. I think maybe it's like a once a week, once every 2 week use because it's like,
that's the whole point is that the camera is going and it automatically detects, like the gaps in your teeth. And then it shoots the water through the gap. So it gets that plaque.
How are you going to be anti AI, but then you're going to go buy an AI toothbrush?
It's not AI.
It is AI.
It is AI powered. Does it got to connect to Wi-Fi? Like, probably. If my toothbrush has to connect to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, let's put Wi-Fi right into our mouth. Right
hey, guys,
there,
can everyone get off Wi-Fi? Just the signal's been back. Yeah, I got a toothbrush. I got to go turn my toothbrush off.
Yeah, the footage is blurry, guys. Can everybody hop off the stream?
I can't wait until like a proper tech review. I got to see the reviews of this.
You know what? You know what else in my house runs under fucking Wi-Fi, which makes no sense. My treadmill. If my Wi-Fi goes out, it stops running. Like, there's a difference between like, because what? I have like the Bowflex where like you can watch, like you can watch YouTube, you can watch Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I understand if I can't watch anything, but it's the whole treadmill stops running. Like it just shuts down without Wi-Fi. Like, it doesn't incentivize people that have no internet to fucking,
you're there to work out.
Yeah. Like I don't need to I don't need to watch anything. I just want to fucking work out. But now my Wi-Fi is down. Oh, now I have to skip fucking cardio.
Did you not read the reviews before you bought it?
No.
I think that would have been one of the top things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. I like to have fun though. I like to be spontaneous before I buy
Live
something.
Live on the edge.
Live on the edge a little bit. Exactly. But I think, honestly, I think all those treadmills, I think that's, they all operate under Wi-Fi though. When it comes to like the TV, just when you have like the whole
kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
There's the gotta system. Be one that lets you at least walk without Wi-Fi with the TV.
You would think.
you would think.
I think I'm going to donate my treadmill to the gym.
Donate. Good on you.
I'm going to donate it.
Are they looking for donations?
Okay. There's like one treadmill that's been broken for the past 2 months. So there's only now two left. And so when you're there, it's kind of rare to get it open. So in my head, I was like, if I donate one, now there's an extra one available and I get my room back because my second room is fucking, it's just jam packed with shit. And I feel like I might get some perks, right? I might, maybe my, all my waters are free there now because you have to like buy their waters.
You can't donate in hopes of getting something in return.
I was the guy who donated. You know that treadmill over there. Did they tell you?
Okay.
Where's my water?
I think as long as I get reservation on that treadmill, right?
tapping the girl on it. Gotta get off.
Yeah, no.
I brought that.
Why don't you donate it to a physical rehab center? Where people in need,
I could do that.
Need to.
I just feel like they wouldn't use a machine like that. I'm sure they have their own special treadmills.
Or donate to like an elderly home or something.
I don't fuck with the elderly though. Yeah, I just like don't really vibe with them too much. I'd rather donate it to somebody else.
Okay.
You know what I like to think about, like as a donation, like you leave something out on the curb. Yeah. And then somebody picks it up. Yeah. They're excited as hell. They see it as a jackpot sitting on the side.
You know, I didn't realize that a lot of people still do that. I just saw, I just saw a car passing by my house and they picked up like this like chair or something that's
furniture.
Left out.
Oh, Patricia,
yeah.
When we're driving,
no idea, they still do that.
And when Patricia sees it, she's like, slow down. And I'm like, here we go. And I don't like to pick things up off the street. I know a lot of people do. I think everything's covered in cat piss. Like, you know, I don't want to do it, but sometimes you
like
get
in your head,
fine,
like there's a reason why they're getting rid of it.
But it's like, oh God, now we got to lug this into the house and move shit around. I just did not see my evening going this way.
You remember my patio set at Toluca?
Yes.
The really nice like teak wood table with the chairs and everything.
Yeah.
Found that side of the road.
It's a great find.
Wait, really?
Wow.
Oh, the one that you cleaned up and
pressure washed it. Yep. Cleaned it up. Got it looking nice. Put a little sealant on it. Brand new.
That's the best feeling. I found Herman Miller like chairs like from like the 60s. Like and they were true Herman Miller ones. Had the logo and everything in the back.
Oh.
And someone was throwing them away in my parents' neighborhood. I brought them back and my dad was like, what that? This is amazing. Couldn't believe it. Like looked them up in good condition. Like at least like a couple hundred, $500.
Those Herman chairs are those.
Almost like an egg.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Base ones. I mean, everyone's copied them, but one is like a true vintage, like yellow one.
Yeah. We got the cheaper versions of those. Those are fucking nice though. Oh God. Did it look like that? Just like worn out.
Like the yellow one, but with like
this yellow one.
Yes. But with like steel legs.
Oh,
but my dad like polished it all up and, you know, I'd like the nice varnish.
Okay, Zane, someone DM'd me begging me to show you this. And I thought it was pretty funny, especially. So it's a guy getting the aftermath of his hair transplant. And with your procedure coming up, thought you should.
Why are you going to show it to me before?
See this.
Oh,
it gets worse.
Oh, stop touching it, buddy.
Oh.
No! Wait! Whoa!
Oh!
Wait! What the fuck did they do to him?
I don't know.
Did he do the FUT? Can you find out if he did the where they
There's no strip in the back of his
head. There's no strip in the back of his head. Yeah. What did they do?
That was crazy.
Is that going to happen to you again for your new one? Like
I've done it twice, so I don't think.
Was there swelling the second time, just like the first?
I don't know. Heath, do you remember any swelling?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. There was swelling the first time. I remember I looked like an owl. Like you know,
he was really pushing.
You know the white owl.
Yeah,
the owl.
When is your one scheduled?
November.
Oh boy. On your birthday?
It's my birthday.
You're on your birthday. You're going to go get a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that one. No, it's that one right there. Right there.
Which
right
one?
There. The one.
Like a barn owl.
Yeah, a barn owl. That's exactly what I look like when I did it the first time. But yeah,
you wish your hairline was that good.
I'm going to send that to him.
You go to a barber shop. They're like, all right, you got any like reference cuts? You show that?
Dude, the only thing that I'm scared of, and because they're a good office, and I've seen friends go to the same guy. The only thing I'm scared of is that they get their hair transplant done in like 2-3 hours. And remember how long my other two took?
Ours was it was like 12.
It was like 9 to 12 hours.
Is it because they're just like better staff? There's like 50 people in the room. Just
I don't
doing
know.
Each,
I just like, hope they're not doing it. Quicker, because maybe that's why you swell up so quick, because it's like very invasive in a short amount of time. I don't know. I just hope that doesn't happen to me. Like, I can't record like that. I'm not going to be able to see. Can you imagine?
I can't believe this is your third one.
I know.
Clearly, like the first two, you were like,
it's, you know, when you get a tattoo and you're like, oh, I love getting tattoos. I'm going to get another one. And it's like, becomes like this like
under the knife.
I don't like being under the knife. I just like, I've said this before. I refuse to be bald, and I'm going to do whatever I can to not be bald. Just like go as long as I can.
It is kind of crazy to think about 3 hair transplants by 33 years old. I know
that
wild.
Is crazy.
333.
Can you ask? Is that crazy? 333. That should be that's a documentary.
Or it sounds like a Drake line. Yo, got 333.
Is it illegal to get 3 hair transplants under 33?
Not illegal. I would love to know the odds. How many people by the age of 33 have had 3 hair transplants?
Yeah, it's honestly probably a small percentage.
Yeah, Jared's Googling, is it bad to get 3 hair transplants?
It's going to say it doesn't matter as long as you're you have the enough donors in the back of your head. And that's all.
Is generally discouraged.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's okay. Maybe I shouldn't do it.
So yeah, getting 3 hair transplants before age 33 is generally discouraged because male pattern baldness is still actively progressing in a finite donor supply risks permanent depletion.
Zane's like, I lost 1 hair, doc. I need it. He goes in for 1 every time he sees it.
No, I'm losing hair pretty, again, like at a rapid rate. Like it's going quick. So that's why I'm just like nervous.
When you shower, do you see like hair in the shower or?
I'm just noticing it. Like every time I like get out of the shower and I comb my hair, I'm like, oh my God, there's more. I see more of my scalp every time. It's age. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't want to, if you see yourself aging and it, like, I don't care if I'm aging anywhere else, but like, just the one age up there.
Aging is a privilege.
Are you still going to do the full head shave for the transplant?
I think for Turkey, I will. I think I will for that.
Oh, this is in Turkey.
Yes.
Oh, you actually are doing the Turkish. The turkey trot.
The triple turkey trot.
Triple turkey trot.
Yeah, I'm going with Hedaya. We're going to be out there for like a week.
When is Thanksgiving? You're going to be having turkey in Turkey?
I haven't. That's good. I haven't celebrated Thanksgiving or Christmas in like the past 3 years, honestly.
You're going to make some friends on that flight.
I know. Dude, I want my entire flight to look like that.
Yes.
That would be an experience.
Oh, I'm
Turkish
sure.
Turkish Airlines.
What?
Turkish Airlines.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm flying on Turkish Airlines. Oh, look, the girls are on there too. Maybe I can find a girl on
there. Oh, then God bless your children. that child will not have a bit of hair on their head. Like,
it's the Arab genes. It's the Middle Eastern genes, man. We just fucking lose our hair so quickly.
I mean, it happens with every, like, you know, everyone has a history of something.
You know? I know. It's fine though. You know, whatever. We don't need to talk about it. Who cares? I know. Guys, I want to be bald. I just like to challenge myself.
I'm bald and I'm proud.
I'm bald and I'm proud.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, if I could wake up tomorrow and instantly be better at one thing, as someone who has a roommate, I think it would be fully present. There's always something running through my head. Work, bills, schedules, whether I'm doing enough, whether I'm doing any of this right. And meanwhile, my roommate Daniel is growing and changing right in front of me. That's the part that gets me. I don't want to be physically there, but mentally somewhere else. I want to be better at slowing down, putting the phone away, and actually enjoying the moment I'm in. Therapy can be a really helpful place to work through all that stuff. BetterHelp gives you space to understand those patterns, manage the mental noise, and be more intentional about the kind of person you want to be. Better is a feeling defined by you. And for BetterHelp, it's a BetterHelp therapist who really gets you. It's a focus on global, emotional well-being. With thousands of therapists and millions of members in over 100 countries, it's progress. Sign up today and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. That's BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you guys see the update on the David murder case?
No.
How is there even an update?
His attorneys dropped out, and now he's being represented by a public defender.
Oh, he's done.
Wait, so that means his own team was like, yo, this is so bad, I don't even want to rep you anymore, and then they left him?
The article did say that the judge asked, it's like, is this your wish to him? And he said yes. But yeah, he lost his defense team and is now going with
because
a public
honestly,
defender.
There's some, I know everybody has a right to have a defender. Everyone has a right to a fair trial, but man, like there's just some things where you're just like, not even a lawyer can take this. Not the best lawyer for the worst criminals sometimes can just be like, you know what? At this point, you got to give it to a student who's just going into law and he really needs a good case, a strong case.
Yeah.
And it just goes to them.
Someone to hire him, like, man, you defended a criminal no one would do. Shows like, I don't know, a little bit of merit.
But I feel like people would start hating, like, I feel like you get this like bad rep,
in the whole world of law, if you're convincing, like.
I think the thing too, like if it's one that's appointed to them by the state, they're not doing their own practice. So it's not like they're going to be hired outside of that anyways. So I don't think they have to worry about what that looks like, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
There's something really sinful about being a lawyer, representing somebody that you know did something bad. And even to the point where like, you know, because the lawyer, usually lawyers and their clients they're honest. They like anything that they talk about doesn't leave their office. But there's times where when they confess that they did something, the lawyer still has to defend them, right?
Imagine the criminal confesses to you and you still have to defend them and you do such a good job that they get off and are found not guilty. Ooh. And then you have to live with yourself doing such a good job and you know that they murdered somebody.
But how but you can't say how is that like allowed? How is that legal? Like it's you're crazy. An accessory to his, what's the difference between someone
it's our
coming
judicial system.
I know, but what's works. Like the difference between you killing someone, you coming to me, telling me if they find out that I knew I'm held, I'm an accessory to your crime.
Yeah.
It's like the same fucking thing. That's so crazy, crazy. How that's allowed. It's like, but lawyers are like protected under this, like, this dome where it's like, yeah, they can't really get in trouble even if they know and they have to defend them.
Would you tell your lawyer? Like hypothetically, if you did.
I think in most cases, I mean, it's not, I feel like they're not like the movies.
Somebody. We're saying if I'm a killer.
Yeah.
I think a lawyer
usually is strongly, like, tell me everything.
Yeah. But he will also strongly, I feel like most lawyers strongly will suggest you to take a plea deal, guilty plea deal where you're in jail for a less time. Than right. you would be if.
Yeah, unless you were some super hyper intelligent, like serial killer where you know that you could maintain this certain innocent, like narrative for yourself, disclose that information or keep that information to yourself from your lawyer and keep the narrative going. Because if you lie to your lawyer and your lawyer finds out that you're lying to him, he can be like, I don't want to work with you because
you're
not being honest with me. And it makes me look bad because it seems like I'm not fully aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's when like a lot of times they leave is because the person's lying.
And I feel like
them.
A lot of times it helps a lawyer when they know that they actually did the crime because now they can like
build a case and morph it.
Yeah. Ooh, so dark.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Very dark.
How to Get Away with Murder with Viola Davis.
How to get away with murder. That iconic walk, just I love the Viola Davis walk where it's like, oh yeah, she grabs her purse, gets up and leave. I could do that gif all day.
I love her. She's like one of my favorite actresses. She is so good.
I'd pay good money for Viola Davis just to yell at me.
Oh yeah. Like just fucking $1,000 an hour. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'd hire
her.
We should
get her on, Viola. If anyone's on Viola Davis's team, would love to have you.
Oh my. And you know, she'd be great. She'd be so sweet.
What if she was just like,
what do you guys talk about on here?
Yeah. Yeah. What is this? This is,
has she won an Oscar yet?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes. I think, yeah, maybe a couple. I think she won for Doubt.
Good.
She's kind of in so many movies though, from like, she won for Fences. Right. She's like in a lot of like crazy movies from like back in the day in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, I'll
like,
watch something that's old and be like, whoa.
You know she's put passion and fucking heart since the beginning. You know she's worked her ass off to where she's at.
Oh, she's at now.
Like you can tell through the screen how fucking much heart and passion she has in her craft. Yeah,
it was crazy going back and rewatching Air Bud. And seeing her in that, I was like,
stupid.
I wouldn't be surprised. See, that's the type of stuff that like she was in.
Just like a small like, little just role, a small like, little before role. She got big.
Just the, like the neighbor.
She's in Smart House.
You know what? Whenever she is the head of like an investigation for any show or movie, like where she's the head of the FBI, I'm watching it.
Yep.
I'm watching it for sure. 100%. She needs to be like in a position of power.
Yeah.
Because she is way too good
at it.
She's
Juilliard, baby.
Yeah.
She's Juilliard.
She was not in a position of power at the help, but
what?
Fucking fantastic.
She went to Juilliard?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, if I could go back in time and go to Juilliard.
Oh, just get into Juilliard. I would love to just go see some Juilliard students act. I think it's like hard to get tickets to go like watch like the current Juilliard drama class.
Yeah.
I think they're called like Cycles or something. It's like America's Next Top Model or Troops. I can't remember the name of it, but just to go in and like watch them do a play. Cause you could be seeing the next Adam Driver. You could be seeing the next Viola Davis before they get super famous.
It's crazy seeing those seminars of like big actors, like asking questions.
And they're like, oh yes. Oh, like inside the actor's studio.
Yeah. Where is that? Like,
I don't
where
know
are
inside
they?
The actor's
studio. There's
one
studios. With Bradley Cooper, right?
Yeah.
There's one with Robert De Niro, and Bradley Cooper was a student at Georgetown.
Yes.
And he goes, hey, I'm Bradley Cooper. I'm a student here. I just have a question, Mr. De Niro, blah, 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 blah. And little did they know they would be in Silver Linings Playbook together in multiple movies. And
crazy.
Louis C.K. made a joke one time in his stand-up a long time ago, like, you know, inside the actor's studio, and you have all these like students who are studying acting and they're asking, you know, the person who's famous, how do I become a famous actor, blah, blah. You're already not going to become famous. You asking a question right now, there's no way you're going to become famous. Like, it's a whole just joke like about the moment they ask a question, they're not going to be famous. Yeah. And there's a scene, I believe it's in American Hustle, where Louis C.K. is in it and Bradley Cooper. And Bradley Cooper like comes at him and like just like riles him up and gets angry with him. Apparently that like was a fuck you to him because of his joke.
Got and,
like,
it. But and this, you, was bitch, scene, this was a scene. This was a scene and a...
In American Hustle, but it's the it's not the context of the scene, but like them internally were tapping into that.
Got it.
Type thing. So I believe it's American Hustle. Yeah. There's like something where he's like rustling him up and stuff.
I've never seen this.
You know what? Neither have I. Really? I've never
I don't know
seen
why.
American
and dude, the cast is amazing.
Oh
the
yeah.
Fuck
it's a
haven't
great
I seen
movie.
This?
Yeah. It came out like in 2013.
Jennifer Lawrence, dude, she's also like another top for me. Like top. Favorite actress.
100%. Jennifer Lawrence.
So funny.
Jennifer Lawrence, Margot Robbie, Emma Stone, Kristen Stewart, and Emma Watson are all the same age. Is that kind of crazy?
How old are they?
Like they're
really?
All born the same year. I can't, probably now 37 or dude, 36, 36, but they're all born like in 1990.
To me, they're so much older than me. It's so insane.
Yeah.
Like you would like standing next to them, you'd think that, like imagine me saying, I would just look like a baby. Just get off the carpet.
You need to leave.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. So let me tell you, nothing humbles you faster than opening your statement convinced there's been some kind of fraud, only to slowly realize every single charge has your fingerprints all over it. Apparently, the criminal was me the whole time. That's exactly why I like Rocket Money. It helps me actually see where all that money is going. Rocket Money puts your finances in one clear dashboard so you can see your checking, savings, loans, and investments without bouncing between accounts. It also tracks your subscriptions and lets you cancel the ones you're not using with just a few taps, making it a whole lot easier to see where your money's actually going. In case you didn't know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget, rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
I saw Mariah got a sewing machine.
Yes. For her birthday, I got her a sewing machine.
Oh my gosh, what a perfect gift. I've always been like interested in, but it always seems kind of complicated. Is it easier than you think?
Bro, it is the most addicting thing. So like right now, our whole routine ever since her birthday, we'll like put them to bed, do the whole thing, clean the house, and then we'll just sit down and we'll just sew.
Are you finding patterns and then cutting the patterns and then?
So our first couple things, we just kind of like laid out what we wanted to do and traced around it, like for the t-shirt or for pants, and just kind of like wung it, I guess. But then we ended up ordering like the little stencil patterns online.
Yeah.
And then you could lay that out on the fabric. Bro, it is the most addicting. Like, I feel like, bro, when I finished this t-shirt and pants set for him, I was like, I'm fucking Betsy Ross, dude.
Like, making the first.
I can't explain the feeling of sewing a pair of pants.
Right. It's such a rush. I mean, and it's so you're right there with your hands. Like, it's very satisfying to do.
It's probably so fun to like make kids' clothes because it's so small. And like, you know, it doesn't take too long. You get just keep making multiple pairs of pants in like one short amount of time.
It's so cool. And I just feel like, you know, you hear parents, like your parents and your grandparents talking about stories like, oh, I used to make them their clothes from a burlap sack that we would get from potatoes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, grandma, like, okay. But now like when I'm doing it, I'm like, shit, yo, I get it. Maybe they weren't struggling. They just enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Like, now with like Halloween costumes, you can be like, you can be whatever you want. I'm going to make it.
Anything you want, any pattern. Like I just, one of my favorite shirts, I have like this kind of motorcycle looking bike week shirt that I used to wear all the time. And I turned it into a baby shirt for him.
Oh.
And I just made that. Yeah, we did that one last night.
Did you pretty much like cut the sides, like cut like a chunk of the sides, and then you stitch it like thinner?
So what you do, like for that one, it has like a big graphic on it. So I wanted that to be the whole front of the shirt. So I laid out the stencil of what I was going to use to get the shape. And then I traced around it. You leave like maybe like a half an inch around like a border for like where your stitch is going to be.
Yeah, where like the seam's going
to
be.
I did that. And then I also did the back. But with making this, like you have to do everything inside out.
Right.
So you put the front and back together. So it's
When I have to sew my knitting panels. Yeah, you do it inside out. So it just like folds right in.
And then you have to sew everything inside out. Then you did the sleeves, then the neckline, hem the bottom. But we were making this one pair of pants the other day and everything is inside out. So like your brain is kind of like it's like relearning to like ride a bike almost. Like it's like if it was bad, like it's so weird. So we were going through and I did it. And then we went to flip the pants inside out and I sewed the fucking legs together.
Oh no.
Like a mermaid.
That's funny.
It was just this long little like skirt thing. And I was like, oh shit. And then I had to undo the stitches and everything. But yeah, it's so rewarding too. And then when you put the baby in it, you're like, oh my God.
Is it a pedal like base? Like do you press down at the bottom and then it's electric and it just gets going? Is it easy to like thread it through? Because isn't like seven different like places you gotta like put the spool in and weave it through?
You gotta put the spool in. You get your thread on the bobbin, so you have to spool that up and then that goes into the bottom.
Look at you on the bobbin.
Come on now. And then it goes around and then you gotta hook it under, go through, go up, back down, and then behind the little lever and then through the needle. But Dude, it is. You gotta, Matt. You gotta get one. You would die. You'd love
I've considered it. I like the embroidery ones where you kind of like can just set it and like forget it and like digitally upload like an
image.
Unless
you get the dual though, because some embroidery machines are only embroidery.
Right. You can't like do proper like seams and stuff. Yeah.
We went and checked one out yesterday. There was like this fabric shop nearby. And I was looking at this machine. It did sewing and embroidery. I was like, oh, that's sick. I was like, how much is this one? $12,000.
$12,000? Oh, $1,200. My goodness.
Damn. They're like, you know, they're charging that because they think that you're about to make close with people and start charging. So they're like, we got to make this higher because they're going to make money off this product. Yeah. Jesus.
But it was kind of crazy though. Like you could scroll through all the different like designs and everything on it and you can upload whatever image you want and it'll embroider that. Like it was pretty high tech. It was cool, but $12,000.
When did Mariah get interested in this? I guess since having a child, has the algorithm been like showing her mom's doing it and she was like, gotta get into this?
She used to do sewing when she was younger, and then she always would do stuff like by hand, like just threading with a needle, like making like pillowcases, like all the pillowcases at the Toluca house in the backyard. All of those, she like hand sewed all those pillowcases.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So she'd always do stuff around the house like that, but it just takes forever. And then when we had Tony, she started doing a lot of like stuff with felt, like felt fruit.
Yes.
Like the magnets that are on the fridge?
So we would do the magnets, but this is more so like, here, Jared, type in like baby felt fruit.
Does it kind of look like those, is that hacky sacks?
No, it's so hard to explain. So basically
like little mini, like just plush things.
Yeah. Things that they could like squeeze and like chew on. But yeah, so you would fill it up with like stuffing and then she would hand sew into the fruit like that. And she did like pizza and sandwiches and different fruits and everything. And I always knew she like liked sewing. So I was like,
so I bought her.
Yeah.
So
very good.
That's awesome.
So I got her the Singer. It's the Singer Heavy Duty.
I like the look of it. It looks really like old school and like vintage. Classic. Yeah.
Just that gray. Oh yeah.
That's so dope.
Because you could like modernize it, but why modernize it when you could just like make it look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Like that looks, it looks like old school. I love it.
It looks passed down.
Yeah.
Very 80s.
Uh-huh. I like the black one.
Black is sleek, but that gray.
I get it.
But Matt, highly recommend. I think you would really enjoy it.
It's definitely in the pipeline of craft so hobbies, but
you know me, my finger would go right under it.
Oh, you know, you'd be like the Grinch. Like, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh my God. That would make me.
It happened to my friend's mom recently, though. She was using her sewing machine and went right through her fingers.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And she's a golfer, and it just was, yeah.
It goes right through your finger, or is it just kind of like
stops? Yeah. I don't know like how severe the moment it is, or if it like detects.
Well, it's kind of like, isn't it kind of like a saw? Because you know when it detects like
No. Just like it just goes up and down. But dude, it's fast. Like if you floor it,
Sorry. When I meant saw, I didn't say like the needle. I'm saying saw as in like, you know how they build it where if as
like
soon
a blade
as it,
saw
has if it, it detects, is it heat or something?
That's only a specific one. So don't assume that all of them will stop if it touches
But I'm talking about that one specifically. I think
where people test it, they'll like touch it with a hot dog and
it stops. Yeah.
That I don't know how they do that one.
Oh, so now you got to get a whole craft room up in your house. That is what I'm looking forward to. Because like all my yarn, I just have in a basket. I can't wait till the day I have all my yarn organized by its weight, by its color, everything. Because it's, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Look at that machine. You get a little Kindle too. You draw what you want to make.
I was trying to find the $12,000 one.
That is $12,000.
I always love the brother makes also like the t-shirt, like making ones that are like, it's almost just like a printer. You put your shirt in it and it just prints
kinda
all
like
the color.
The one Scott had.
I guess so. Or I thought Scott was more doing like embroidery.
He had an embroidery machine, but then he also did screen printing.
Screen printing. Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy has like a whole t-shirt business. It's awesome because like if I ever want to get like a custom shirt done for like just a friend or something, I just go in there and he goes, yeah, puts it in, just makes it.
It's
like a $10,000, $12,000 machine.
Does he so how much would he charge you if you wanted to make like a custom
shirt? He doesn't care. He goes, as long as you provide your shirts. he goes, I'll print anything. But I usually will never ask, like, can you do 15?
Yeah.
Like, if it was like a bulk thing. But if I go in, it's usually like two or three shirts I'm just trying to make for like Patricia's birthday or something.
Oh, and okay.
But yeah, that the Big Brother one, those are like really dope and super easy. You're not doing that whole silk screen stuff. You know, people have to do like the ink and stuff, and it's not those iron on things. So you still have to like iron press it at the end just to get all the colors to set. But like, it's just perfect. You'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to make a shirt today.
But what does he make? Like, he makes clothing for a brand?
Yeah, it's his brand.
It's his brand. Okay.
Very successful.
Oh,
brand.
Oh, his own brand.
Yeah.
Got it.
That looks fun though.
Yeah. That does look fun. Damn, like making your own shit. Like, imagine just like creating your own like designs on your computer, bringing it there, making like 100 shirts. Dude, you know they're all gonna sell.
My whole TikTok feed now is just people making shit out of nothing. Like, you know those U-Haul moving blankets?
Yeah.
This guy made a jacket out of a U-Haul moving blanket, and it looks sick.
Wait, that would go hard.
Zane, I'm gonna send it to you right now. Like,
that would go hard.
I have so many in my closet right here. I'm like, I have to do the U-Haul jacket. It's
really cool. I think we're about to see it right now.
Got the shell done.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
And then he'll put a liner on the inside of it. Bro.
Yeah, that's something you'd definitely need to make it comfy. That's sick. Oh my God.
Wow. That's really cool.
Wow. I want that jacket.
For the next 10 years, everybody in the family and friends are all getting just hand sewn shit. That's going to be the gift for now on.
Damn, that's fucking sick.
It's crazy what you can make whatever you want.
And dude, shirts are, it's so hard to find shirts that are like the exact like width and length that you need.
And now all you do is trace the shape that you like, and you can just
do it over and over.
Make whatever you want.
Then you learn new techniques, and it's beautiful. You get to keep learning new things to do, like, oh, how to do a collar, how to do this certain type of cuff.
Like a shirt like this, is this like hard to make? Not like the graphics, obviously, but like the
it's easy.
So
it's just a basic t-shirt with like a little
bowl. It would probably take a little bit to get it perfect the first time, right? Like, you have to keep like wearing it. Oh, this is too tight. Then you go unstitch it.
Well, if you use the stencil of a shape and a size that you know you fit, you're fine.
But to come up with that stencil, it has like, you have to, don't you have to like get it right first with, well, like,
that's why I traced something that, like, when I traced his, I just put a shirt that he wears that is his size that I like.
Got it.
And then I trace that out.
So if I gave you a shirt that I think fits me perfectly.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
It's just like winning.
Now when I'm rushing and I have a wedding to go to and I'm like, shit, I gotta go to the tailor and get my pants hemmed.
Now you can do it at home. Hem it yourself.
How easy is it to hem like dress pants like that?
You're just taking it up and then sewing it. Like, it's just...
It's so much easier than you think.
Instead of going to Eddie's, I'm just going to ship my clothes to you, have you hem it, and then bring it back to me. That'll be quicker.
I got you.
I'm excited for you. Oh my God. I can't wait to see all the, like, your whole line come out. the house of Wusaw line.
Mariah already got tags made.
Oh, perfect.
That's awesome.
Oh my. Speaking of tags, I don't know if I want to say it.
Say somebody else got it. Somebody else.
Well, I'll say someone was talking to Kristen Bell recently because Kristen Bell was knitting, and they were like, oh my gosh, my friend Matt knits, and he's straight. She was like, oh, that's so cool. And she was like, well, what does he make? Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, hold on. She pulled up like a video of me and my knitting stuff. And Kristen Bell was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Wait, where did he get his labels? And so the person reached out to me, was like, I was talking to Kristen Bell. She wants to know where you get your labels from.
Yeah,
and so I got to send a message, not directly to Kristen Bell, but
I can't believe you're going to be on the podcast next week. to talk about knitting. How exciting.
You're just an armchair expert.
Yeah, like, I will tune in.
But I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, just knitting got all the way up there.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to mention Dane Cook when we were talking about like scamming, because remember that story a long time ago where Dane Cook's brother for like years was like stealing money from him as he was like getting bigger and
I
bigger.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah,
remember
it took that? Millions and millions of dollars like away from them, like from him, like storing it himself.
And
privately.
They're finally coming out with a documentary about it. And it like, I completely forgot that happened until I saw the trailer for it, and it's coming out and I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah. He embezzled at least $12 million from Coke during his peak careers between 2004 and 2008. Damn.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Like, can you imagine your brother just like,
first of all, how do you not catch on to that? Your brother just starts like buying Lamborghinis.
Yeah. Like I don't understand how
just like design. You're like, wait, am I making money? Or are you like,
it's just gotta be crazy when you're like making so much money in such a quick amount of time. You're like, oh, well, this is so much money. Therefore I think it's all accounted for.
Yeah.
But there's even a whole other chunk of it that is being taken away from you underneath your nose.
Was his accountant him? Like his brother or something?
Yeah, it was like his half-brother business manager. So he was just probably getting successful. This guy thought he knew money. He was like, dude, I got you. I'll make sure. We're family, dude. No one's going to like scam you. I mean, we're going to probably learn more in the documentary, but like sometimes people think, well, I got to be with someone I trust.
Like you would think like 12 million, you got to make it non-noticeable. 12 million is just kind of like, I don't care what he thinks.
Do you know if he got the money back?
He pleaded guilty in 2010 to larceny, forgery, embezzlement, and serving a 6-year prison sentence.
The thing is that if he doesn't have that money anymore, like it's kind of impossible to get that money back.
Yeah, he was forging documents and had stolen cash in a home safe and inside pasta sauce jars filled with spaghetti sauce. What the fuck?
I wonder how much money he had left.
Imagine he goes to his house to like house sit or dog sit. And he's just like trying to find something to whip up to eat, and he goes to make spaghetti.
Yeah,
just pouring out sauce and just cash just coming out of it.
I'd immediately think, oh my God, my brother's he's in the drug cartel.
Yeah, but it's your money.
No, he never got the full 12 million, but the court ordered him to pay back the full 12 million.
So he had it. Like, it wasn't like he spent it all in cash, like on stupid shit, like where he couldn't. That's good. Damn, that's so sad. And then like you lose your brother. Like, you know, like they never talked again.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's so sad.
It's the root of all evil.
Damn, he was. I remember his peak. He was
huge.
He was a number one.
I loved Dane Cook back in the day.
It's so crazy.
B&E, breaking and entering. This is my favorite shirt.
And he was in every fucking movie.
Good Luck Chuck.
Good Luck Chuck. Just like so many. It's so
sometimes
crazy.
Like looking back, like was he funny or was he just very confident?
I think
he was so confident and like charming. And he was a good storyteller.
Yeah.
But like, was it the most funny thing? He was not just great delivery.
No, it's all personality too. Like I think he had a great personality. Like if you met him at a bar,
different.
You'd be like, that guy's funny. I want to be friends with him. I think that's how like when you're that personable.
His vicious circle one where he's in the arena. His performance is perfect. He's every corner of that arena. He's performing.
He's like Maniscalco. He's just like, he takes the stage with his just like moves and his like,
yeah,
so good. But that takes talent too. Like to me, that's like super talented. Like you very personable and you're able to like captivate an audience, whether your jokes are funny or not.
Speaking of scamming and stuff, have you heard about this guy who's now been busted? I believe by like the FBI by the FBI for scamming 26 women out of $1.3 million by faking as a 49ers player.
Yeah.
So this guy had this. So he had this Instagram account saying that he was a player on the 49ers. He would match with women on dating sites.
I got to see this page.
And well, I think his Instagram account has been taken like away.
Leave it up as a museum. Like, why can't we have it?
But this guy would, create this whole illusion that he had a bunch of money. He would say that he is from the wealthiest family in Switzerland. He owns 3 properties that are each worth like $8 million. Like, he has these videos of him breaking down everything he owns, saying how much all this stuff is, but then would get the girls basically.
I know you fucking lie.
Yeah, this guy would post this stuff. And he would say like, oh yeah, but the reason I'm not on the roster right now is because I'm on injury reserve because I broke this finger here. So I like, I'm still getting paid, but I'm just not like actively playing right now. And he would DM people for free haircuts. He would get the girls then to be like, he'd be like, I'm really interested in you. And you know, if we want to be serious, I want to make sure we're both growing money. So how much money do you make have in this account? What's your credit score? and then would be like, okay, well, give me $20,000 and I'll make sure that your money's growing. And girls would just,
oh, that type of, got
he
it.
He would create this illusion of like wealth, like let's grow together type thing.
Got
and
it.
So women would funnel in money, or he would make it seem like, oh, my money's like locked up. I have to get this like thing paid for. Can you just do it?
See, that to me, it feels more scary. But that whole, like, I could take your $20,000 and really make it that. Mm-hmm. To, dude, you're talking to some like older lady where she like she's getting all this attention from a football
49ers
star,
player.
For a 49ers player. I get it.
And the crazy part is he had so much social media content out there as him as a 49ers player that even like if you searched him up on Google, it would come up that he was in fact a wide receiver. That's for the 49ers.
And nobody questioned, like in the NFL, nobody fucking questioned it. Like they were just like, hey, we should look out for, why is this guy pretending he's a,
no, well,
a 49ers player, or he's maybe there like, oh, he's just a big fan. He's just cosplaying as a player.
I think he would pick his victims like very carefully.
Yeah.
Like it was someone who maybe just was not, had the brightest bulb.
I think it probably chatted with them for a little bit too, like for maybe multiple weeks.
And on his highlights on his Instagram,
look at
he would, like take clips of other like players from like the locker room and stuff and making it seem like he was, you know,
that's
on
crazy.
The sidelines and stuff.
Now you have to sell it.
Ugh.
It's all image. He's probably screen recording Snapchat. Yes. Oh, that's what he was doing.
Yeah. That's exactly what he was doing. Just making it seem like he was one of the players.
You really can be whatever you want.
Truly. There was a video of like his buddy. His buddy was then a part of the scam with him. So he'd be like, all right, I'm going to hook you up with my financial advisor. He's going to make sure the money's all handled. And there's even a video of him like acting like he's signing his contract, like going with the 49ers, man. So,
but he's like in his apartment.
Yeah. Just sitting down.
The thing is, it's not surprising, dude. There's so many people out there that like they just get scammed. Yeah. Dude, I just saw this girl. It was a friend. I think McLean. She just got scammed by an email.
No way.
Like just an email. It was like she was talking to her brand and she signed up, you know, I think it was like a portal where you
run campaigns on for social
campaigns
media.
Yeah. On. And I, they got all her info through that. Damn. It was like a fake site, but like the way they titled themselves was real.
Oh no.
And to this day, you would think that you would never get scammed, but
oh my gosh, I need to know what that is. I just want to make sure Patricia, that doesn't happen to her.
Heath, remember when I was trying to sell my Jeep really bad and I really needed to get it sold. And I went to this like car. It was like a trader, like an auto trader, auto sales type page. Uh-huh. And I paid this dude that was from the site like $200 to help sell my car. It was like this weird thing where it's like, oh, he's going to push my account up to get it sold. And never heard, heard from him again. But it seemed really real. Cause I contacted him like through the customer support site. I don't like, it was very strange, but even, I feel like even legit businesses, I think you can get scanned by like certain people. They're just
even,
like, yep,
even,
I'm not gonna
like people on Zillow and stuff like apartments or houses. They like it almost happened to my brother, but he's luckily, you know, keen to that stuff, but they'll make you pay like $150 for like an application to like submit it. And people are listing like this fake property and it's not even available, but they're just collecting people's application fees.
Oh,
and never even like taking them into consideration. Like there's nothing there. Like it's just, they're just constantly collecting these fees.
That dude, scamming is going to be something that is going to live on forever. It's just so hard to tackle.
So careful. God, my mom got scammed, but it was more of like an email like scam. It wasn't like money wise, but like it was like someone sent you an e-card or whatever. Yeah. And it was my mom's birthday. And then my mom like went in and tried to like maybe put in her email or something. And then it sent that thing to everybody. All of my friends, everyone who I think was invited to our wedding, got an email from my mom saying she just sent you an EV card or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Or, an E card. And it was like, I had so many people texting me, and my mom was just like, I'm sorry. I know I'm getting even more stuff on my end. Like, it went out to everybody.
Yeah, you gotta think of it from their end. They're sending mass fucking emails. You know they're at least gonna get to like 2 to 3 people
are
gonna.
Fishing.
Yeah. And it's like so easy because there's so many. Like, as soon as you get like access to fucking hundreds and thousands of fucking emails and contacts, you know you're about to land big with certain people.
And they always get you, like, I get like spam emails that are like, your account has been like overcharged, or your subscription is about to end, or like something where it makes it seem like I've been subscribed to something. And I'm always like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, this is a scam. I've never signed up for it. But like, it's always something where I'm like, what have I been paying for? But you haven't.
Be aware.
We're going to be aware. Yes, be aware. Always, always, whenever you get an email, make sure you look at the handle, the fucking, the email address, and just look it up. You're 99% of the time, you're going to see immediately that it's a scam. It's not a real site, or, you know. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We do early access, ad-free, bonus episodes, live Q&A every month. Again, if you want to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Beautiful. All right, Unwinders, we're going to see you in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Toodles. Peace.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.